Google Play KYC deadline puts Indian app developers on edge. Zerodha brings mutual funds to Kite app. TCS deploys employee monitoring tool on work laptops. Baby care quick commerce startup Pico raises 67.4 crore rupees.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Starting with India's app economy is growing fast, but thousands of developers could face a disruption if they don't complete a new payment verification process by next month. The RBI or Reserve Bank of India has set September 15th as the deadline for payment aggregators to complete KYC verification of existing merchants under its payment aggregator cross-border regulations. For Android developers selling apps or in-app purchases overseas, missing that deadline could mean those transactions are paused. Now, Google has partnered with payment aggregator BillDesk for the verification process, but developers told Money Control that the process has become a bottleneck, with some saying they have spent 6 to 8 months trying to complete KYC. The complaints include repeated document submissions, rejections without clear explanations, and templated responses to follow-up queries. Now, the requirements can also be difficult for individual developers and small teams that may not have formal incorporation documents. And the stakes are significant. India was the third largest market globally by active Google Play developers in 2025. Indian app publishers also earned rupees 690 crore from overseas consumers through Google Play last year, which is more than twice their domestic earnings. So for developers, the September 15 deadline is not just another compliance date. It could directly affect their overseas app revenue. All right, moving on. From app payments to investments, Zerodha is changing a strategy it has followed for years. The brokerage is bringing mutual fund investments to its main equity trading app that is called Kite. Until now, Zerodha's customers had to use the separate Coin app for mutual funds. Coin will continue to offer mutual funds along with products such as SIPs, NPS and fixed deposits. Zerodha has traditionally positioned Kite for active equity investing and Coin for passive long-term investments. Now that's changing. There is a practical reason for the change. Kite has roughly twice the user base of Coin and Zerodha says some customers want all the investments in one place. The company had earlier defended the two-app approach, saying it helped separate active trading from long-term investing and could reduce panic reactions during market volatility. Now, mutual funds are moving into Kite, while Coin continues alongside it. Now to TCS, where company-issued laptops are becoming the latest point of focus in the debate around employee monitoring. TCS has deployed a digital user experience monitoring tool on company laptops that can show applications being used and the time spent on them. According to sources who told Money Control, there's a clear business use for such tools. IT teams can use them to identify application failures, system slowdowns, and problems with digital workplaces. But the same data can also provide visibility into individual activity. Now, the key questions are what data does TCS collect, who can access it, and whether the information is linked to individual employees. Now, the development comes as IT companies face renewed scrutiny around employee data and cybersecurity following claims of large-scale data exposure on the dark web. Cybersecurity experts also warned that employee directories can still be useful for phishing and identity attacks, even if the exposed info is old. So the tech can serve both as an IT and security tool and potentially as an employee monitoring tool. So what remains unclear is how TCS is using the data, whether it is aggregated for IT teams or linked back to individual employees. All right, finally, Specialized Quick Commerce is getting another funding boost. They're talking about Pico. Pico, which is a baby care quick commerce platform for new age parents, has raised about 67 crore rupees in its Series A funding round. This was led by Chirati Ventures with participation from existing investor, Stellaris Venture Partners and angel investors. Money Control had earlier reported that Pico was in talks with investors for a fresh round. The startup says more than 1 lakh parents have shopped on its platform since its launch 11 months ago. and that its business has nearly doubled every quarter over the past 6 months. Tico currently has 3 dark stores in Bengaluru, covering about 55% of the city with 60-minute delivery. It plans to take that to 6 stores by the end of 2026 and then enter 2 more cities next year. One feature it is betting on is Trend Buy, allowing customers to check products at their doorstep before accepting them. The company says a majority of customers currently use the feature. Well, the broader question is whether specialized quick commerce can build enough scale by focusing on a single category while competing with larger platforms that are expanding their own baby and childcare assortments. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing you these stories. Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every weekday in the evenings, so tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.